asking questions. I don't mean they're asking the questions in the first place. So, you know, we have all learned. Okay, that's one sense of what.
Correct.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're going to read from verse 3. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 3. And it says, in the first year of Cyrus the king. Praise the name of the Lord. Ezra chapter 6. We read from verse 3. Praise the name of the Lord. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, let the house be builded. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a house of God at Jerusalem. Now this house of God at Jerusalem is something in the mind of God. Hallelujah. The thought of God for the church. The plan of God. The desire of God. God's project. Amen. Praise the name of God. He made a decree. In the realm of the Spirit, when God makes a decree, what God has determined shall be done. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are gathered here for the Holy Mountain and for the house of God. That's the purpose of God. That vision that God has of what He wants us to do will come to pass. Every prayer we pray, you know, when Solomon dedicated the temple, he said, every prayer I pray looking towards Jerusalem. What does it mean to pray looking towards Jerusalem? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is having God's mind in you.
Amen.
Do you understand that? Having, you know, let me give you an example. In the church, what we call the church today, different people have different motivations. Do you know that?
Yes.
Different people, they run ministry, they are running church, they are pastoring, they are whatever it is. But in their hearts, I don't think they are looking towards the return. Praise the name of God. I hope I'm making sense to you. See, when you pray, when you are praying, having the same mind with God, That which they have come. Jesus said, this is how you pray. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be what? It's not just a reciting prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Praise the name of God. Looking towards the rest of the means, God's plan is to have a glorious church without fault or wrinkle or what now? Blemish. If you are in agreement with God on that, praise the name of the Lord. God's church is to have a church where Christ is head. If you are in agreement with God on that, God's church is to have a church where, you know, the Adamic man has no place. If you are in agreement with God, and when you are praying with this burden, this desire, this plan, this purpose, then you are praying looking towards what now? Jesus. If that is why we are here this weekend, concerning Jerusalem, then the Lord has made a promise. Praise the name of the Lord to send help and to send helpers. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is making decree concerning this meeting. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is making, is giving, he shall give what now? His angels. Charge, instruction, command concerning this meeting. Praise the name of God. We didn't come here without, you know, when there's a government function, praise the name of the Lord, and you obtain requisite permission for the program. The Lord, when you see it, then you have government paraphernalia backing you. Somebody say, ah, what are you doing there? You say, the government knows about this man. If it's a last time policeman that steps there, and you know that no one knows about the meeting, what will you do? To be back. Raise your hand. Are you with me? If he wanted to come here to his son, say, ah, who is doing this meeting? Who gave permission to hold this meeting? And you say, the secretary is aware of it. He'll be back up immediately. Praise the name of the Lord. So, perhaps the secretary knows about this meeting this weekend. Praise the name of the Lord. There are things that do with it. When we are praying, looking towards Jerusalem, some of us say, every prayer I make sure you know what Father answered. It's a covenant. That was the conviction of that temple. So from generation to generation, when they pray, they secondly come towards what now? Jerusalem. In our time, our hearts are tuned to be in agreement with the mind and purpose of God. It's exactly the same thing when Jesus said, if you ask anything, what now? In my name. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together, brethren?
Yes.
Yeah. If you ask anything, you see such a blank check. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. We have learned that does not mean when you say in Jesus' mighty precious holy name. That's not what it means. Are you following your brethren?
Yes.
It's not saying when you let us pray in Jesus' name. That's not what it meant. Because many prayers have been prayed in Jesus' name. And you know what I don't know about it. Why are we saying this to ourselves? We need to have an assurance this weekend that the destiny knows about this meeting.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We need to move into this meeting with that assurance. So that when a vagabond spirit crosses this area, I say, who gave you people the authority to hold this meeting? Hallelujah. Who gave you authority to rebuild this city? Then you go and start to the records. So There was a decree made by a king.
Oh, hallelujah.
Are you understanding me? We're not just that here like some, you know, people without backing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There is intercession that brings conviction, that brings authority, even in the face of challenges. You know, are you with me? Because that's a meeting and it can be challenged. Spirit can challenge you. So who gave you permission? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, you can come in for a meeting and then something happens. Or you don't come in and maybe the equipment fails. Praise the name of the Lord. Some people will say, oh, maybe you are not supposed to have a meeting. Praise the name of the Lord. And all that. No. It's a challenge. What spirit is asking you? Who gave you what now? Authority, permission to hold this meeting? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we see that the building was backed up by a king, by a royal decree. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Where will we stop? Verse 3, right? Okay. And it says, let the house be gilded, the place where they offer sacrifices, and let the foundation thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof 3 score cubits, and the breadth thereof 3 score cubits, with 3 rows of great stones and a row of new timber. Praise the name of God. And let the expenses be given out of the king's house. Praise the name of the Lord. The expenses for this is, hello, I'm sure you know that there are, in the natural, there are logistics, isn't it? Cost money. Praise the name of the Lord. But spiritual resources are required to meet this meeting with function and the level of function. Praise the name of the Lord. There's an energy needed for this meeting. Hello, are you with me? And the king has said, let the treasury reward is open. Praise the name of the Lord. The king's resources, the grace required to operate at the end. A decree has been made. Praise the name of the Lord. This meeting is funded by the king. Are you getting my point now? So all that is needed to function in this meeting, there is already an approval. You know when you get approval from the governor, praise the name of the Lord, for the function. He says, sometimes give a blank check to the attacker. So whatever you need to do now, when you're running such a meeting, a function, you don't start counting there. Are you getting my point now? You just keep issuing order, job order. Remember, supply is a praise the name of the Lord. This person supply, this person supply, this supply. Why? The government has given what now? Blanket approval. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a decree concerning this meeting. That the funding, all the resources, the grace, the strength, the spirit of revelation, all these things are divine resources. You can have a meeting and they are fully available. Option, all it knows. Because the king has said, let the government have come from this thing. And I can say, believe what now comes. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to tell you that these are the things that happen. You don't just have a meeting. You must obtain the king's consent. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Yes, verse, praise the name of the Lord. Verse 5. He says, and also let a golden vest and silver breastplate of the house of God beat Nebuchadnezzar 2 foot out of the temple which is at Jerusalem and brought into Babylon, be what? Restored. This is going to be a time of restoration. Are you with me, brother? This meeting, I was telling my sister, mountains are going to give way in this meeting. God save the Lord. Vessels are going to be restored from the house of Babylon back to the temple again. This meeting. So somebody write it down. Praise the name of the Lord. The king has given it to you. I don't know what level of activity. I don't know what things are impeding your consecration. I don't know the things that are limiting your ability to set yourself apart unto God. Hear me, brethren. This meeting, vessels are going to be restored. Yeah. So, I don't know unto the temple. Oh, hallelujah. I need you to believe these words. I need you to receive them as the words of God, not as the words of men.
Amen.
Because 1 Thessalonians tells us that if you receive it as the word of men, as the word of God, it will work effectually for you. Hello? Praise the name of the Lord. If you hear it as God speaking to you, and you receive it as such, it releases great ability in you. Praise the name of the Lord. Vessels are going to be restored. Vessels taken captive. Vessels removed from the house of God into the house of the gods of Babylon. The Lord says, this, I'm making a decree. Respond. I just spoke when this is brethren. But this is how governance functions. This is how things happen in the realm of the spirits. By decrees. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Verse, it says, let them be brought into, be restored and brought again into the temple which is at Jerusalem. Everyone to his place. Hallelujah. And place them in the house of God. There is a divine relocation. I don't understand. People are going to be brought into their ministry this weekend. People are going to be brought into their estate this weekend. People are going to be brought into their calling.
Amen.
God is going to set individuals in their right placement in the spirit. The essence of prophecy is so that by then you might go to a new warfare. Praise the name of the Lord. By the one you are hearing, you can contend. Are you with me? You can contend for your estate. What you have struggled with yesterday, the Lord is saying there is resource, grace from God's treasury for you to come into your estate. When you're praying, there must be this conviction, there must be this persuasion that this is the time that the vessels be brought back. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a time of recovery. It's a time of restoration. It's a time of divine placement. Hold on to that. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Verse 6. He says, now, therefore, that man, governor beyond the river, set up both now. And your companions, the Arphaxads, which are beyond the river, be ye far from death. There is an injunction. Hello, are you with me, brethren? There is a divine injunction, unto principalities and what now? Powers. Get out. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me, brethren? Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. There is a decree given to certain powers. Don't disturb this group. Hello? Don't hinder this matter. This is a decree. I mean, this spirit recognize authority. You see, the fact, I know you don't like this matter. Because it will trigger. Praise the name of the Lord. That one has come the welfare of God's people. There is a rebuke on spiritual forces this weekend.
Amen.
Are you with me, brother?
Yes.
There is a rebuke on them concerning you, concerning me, concerning us, concerning this meeting. See, be far, don't hurt them, don't tamper, don't oppose them, don't harass them, don't disturb them. In the name of Jesus. See, be far from them. You can stand on that word and speak to forces in your life. Are you understanding me, brethren? Speak to situation. Whatever it is, sickness, disease, spiritual limitation, whatever hinders this weekend, by the word we give, we shall speak. The Lord says the word is mighty. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a rebuke. Praise the name of the Lord. And verse 8. Okay, verse 7 says, let the work of this house of God alone. I am the work of the house of God. Alone, are you with me, brethren? I am God's project. 1 Corinthians 3 says, you are God's husbandry. You are God's project. You are God's investment. You are God's view. You are the big work that God is doing. Somebody, some people, some powers have been commanded. Leave him alone. Praise the name of the Lord. You are leading him thus far. Don't disturb him again. Let the work progress. That will progress. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know what to believe, brethren. Perhaps you have been so long in Egypt in bondage that deliverance sounds way out to you. It sounds strange to you. But I tell you tonight that the decree has been made in the realms of God concerning you. The Lord has spoken. Say, lose me. Don't disturb me anymore. Don't find me again. Let it work progress. Perhaps the Lord will see progress. Perhaps you have looked at your spiritual life and you're wondering what is going on here. You're wondering, has God abandoned this project? Has God stopped working? I want to tell you that the Lord has given a decree to the hindrances, to the limitations, to the resistances. I said, let the work of God alone. Let the work progress. Brethren, God said, work will progress. Work in my project will progress. Work in my life will progress. From this meeting, you will begin to see manifest progress in the operations of the work in my own life, in your life. Thus say the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I believe that we must understand this. You know, I was talking about Manoah, the man of God came to them. Praise the name of the Lord. And gave them certain instructions concerning the seed within her womb now, her womb. She thought she was talking with the man of God. Praise the name of the Lord. But see, John the Baptist is more than a prophet. Are you with me, brethren? He is the messenger. oh hallelujah,
Amen.
Can go to prepare. There is a ministry that is coming, that is here.
Amen.
When we were at the conference of Pastor Prophet, there was a word worship he shared about a little book. He just made it pass. That little water became a well inside me. Praise the name of the Lord. And we are drinking from that well. Drinking from that well since in our own revolution. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Praise the name of the Lord. But there's the seventh angel, his ministry has a great difference. When he comes, he says, there shall be no more today. The Lord, are you getting my point? He says, when he begins to speak, the mystery of God, the work of God, the purpose of God, there shall be what now? A performance. Are you with me, brethren? You see, we have over the years, we have had ministry, we have had war, we have had messages, we have had all kinds of situations, and it looks like that is today. But there is a voice rising up. When you shall begin to speak, he said, there shall be no more today. There shall be a performance. And so our minds must begin to adjust to it. That he says, when I say I begin to want now to do it, yes. We have not followed after honoring the right level. You will see it with your eyes. I think, you know, it was really a nice video we had on Tuesday, and the brother just raised up that body. And you know, sometimes, like I say, all of us are keys to one another.
Yes.
Your brother wants the key to unlock you.
Yes.
And you want the key to unlock your brother. So when we begin to get together by the Spirit, doors, rents are opened up.
Yes.
Lights are opened up.
Yes.
That's why those who are moving, progressing, they are looking for one another. Hello, are you with me? You are seeking your brother. The eye cannot say to the Lord, I have no need of you. How can you throw away the key to your own house? Are we together?
Yeah.
We may have issues. But when you know that we have the key to the house, what do? You go look for him. Hello? When you know that your brother has the key to unlock the treasure in your own house, you will not allow small quarrel. Hello?
Yeah.
To shut down that door.
Yeah.
You will look for the key.
Yeah.
You will look for that key. You will look for your brother.
Yeah.
Because he holds the key. And that's the mystery of what now? Of the body. But something, I don't know what happened to their eyes. When the same man you are talking with jumped on top of the fire and did what now? And said, they are sent. Their eyes did what? They said, ah. That we are talking with God. I did not know. One day you will know that you are talking with God.
Amen.
With your brother.
Amen.
Because that day you will no longer know him. After what now? I tell you, yes. That scripture will open up one day.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So, pray God has made a decree. Say, let me walk in what I might continue. None should disturb it. None should hinder it. Praise the name of the Lord. Behold, divine progression, divine progress. Praise the name of the Lord. In my life, what I've struggled for 20 years, 30 years, suddenly, boom! I begin to enter into the dimensions of God. You begin to see it happen. The word of God begins to open to you like, you understand, and you are amazed. What is happening? A decree has been made. Say, don't hinder him anymore. What we suffer mainly is from hindrances. You know, Mordecai told us, he said, if you do not open your mouth, then he said, deliverance and enlightenment. These are two dimensions of what God wants to do in your life. Deliverance and what now? Enlightenment. It will come from another quarter. But certainly, for you this weekend, there shall be deliverance. For you, there shall be a back event. Thank you for the back. If you arise from another quarter, brethren, you will not arise from another quarter. If you arise this weekend, deliverance of Lord, enlightenment. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And verse what? Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 7 says, let the work of this house of God leave it alone. Let the governor of the Jew and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in his place. Praise the name of the Lord. This governor of the Jews, this elders of the Jews, are the fivefold one now, means 48 edification. Is that what the Bible says?
Yes.
He set it in place, but they're not able to function because they were what now? Resistance. Praise the name of the Lord. Say, let them alone. Let them begin to build. Let this house be built strongly.
Pray.
Strength will come to Zion. Amen. Strength to stand. Strength to move.
Strength to resist. To say no to God. He will start to begin to. You will see great work in your life. That is, you will start to die. And you are wondering what is going on. Hello, are you with me? You will see things. You will see things operating that are very strange. Hello, do you understand what? You will be shouting grace, grace. Because the operation will be beyond you. You have known yourself for so long, and then you see yourself operating in a direction. Praise the name of the Lord. You start moving up your money, just shouting grace. Grace. Do you understand what? Things are happening, you're shouting right now. Grace. Grace. At the moment of the speech, you see what is happening is beyond you. You are shouting grace.
Because of an unbelief.
Oh, hallelujah. Are you with me? Please be with me this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. That is enough of your life will amaze you. You look at your life and say, what is going on? I don't understand what is going on. The areas where I will have fallen, I see myself in. Praise the name of the Lord. And then you know that a great mystery is at work where? In your life. A great mystery is at work. He said that in that day the mystery of God shall be performed. He's no longer talking about it. You will see it working in your own world now. You will understand the power in the blood. You will understand the gift that Jesus has accomplished. You will understand all the things that the Scripture has been talking about you. And you're wondering, are these things real? You begin to see the reality. Praise the name of the Lord. Wake up in the morning and start shouting grace. It was grace that brought me safe God's fire. And grace will lead me again. It's amazing you. Come out. They have to be dressed, they want in that way, so that they don't sanctify the people
carelessly.
I don't know if you understand me, brother. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, you will be careful. You will be careful. Because the energy is too much. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you, is it your vision to come into this reality? Praise the name of the Lord. Is it your vision to walk consciously and full of power by the Almighty? And full of strength. As I move and I'm walking, I can feel energy for the kind of, I feel the vibration, I feel a humming. I'm like a transformer. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. He would be better. Vision is critical. What you see is what where you're going to. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, brother. Hallelujah. Ah, we shall see this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, verse 8 says, moreover, I make a decree what you shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God. Right? That of the king's, that of the king's goods, even of the tributes beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto this man that they be not what he died. Stop. God will cause devils. Hallelujah. I don't know if you understand the brother. God will cause spirits, powers that we are working against you to work for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you by my decree, that is what they plan for Jesus. What the enemy meant for me. He has taught it around. What the enemy meant for evil, God has taught it around for my good. Oh, hallelujah. What the
to you.
Divine capacity to function in certain realities.
Amen.
in the prophetic, for example.
Amen.
We give that certain eyes to be open this weekend.
Amen.
Are you getting my point? Certain
ears
to be open this weekend. I don't know how you are saying this thing, so, but I'm telling you what the Lord is saying.
Amen.
You must hear it, you must choose to believe it, and then you must channel your prayers this weekend.
Amen.
To enter into this reality. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to be a brethren. Something will happen. Where you have struggled. You know, before people don't preach like this, isn't it? They will say we are being Pentecostal. God will touch your pocket. Are you getting my point? Because he has touched your heart. Are you understanding me, brethren? You see, it's not that God has problem with prosperity. It's not that he does not want to prosper the wicked. No, that God does not want Adam to dwell in the garden. It's not that something has entered into Adam. Hello? Are you with me now? If Adam is still allowed to dwell in that garden, his soul will multiply iniquity in the garden. God will begin to work against himself. So for now, God has to take man and the thing inside him out of the garden. When he takes the thing inside man out, man will come back to the garden and be fruitful. And what now? And replenish the earth. And what now? So he cannot do this thing as long as this same seed is, because the soul does not discriminate. Whatever seed is inside, the soul must do what now? He must multiply. Are you with me, brother? But you see, when the individual man is forced, God told him, Hosea told the wife when she came back. He said, this house is for you. Stay in this house for a while. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I said, he said, I will observe you. You will be there and be tested until your loyalty is what now is proved. Then I will join you again at husband and wife. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Brother.
When the church is proved, the husband will come. Praise the name of the Lord. And there will be increase. There will be multiplication. So bring that in sense that God is about to visit. Praise the name of the Lord. Things are going to happen. Things are going to happen. You see, without the love of money, money can be a great blessing. Are you with me, brethren? You must get comforted in talking about money. Hallelujah. Because it is part of what you are subduing. Do you understand the point? You use the resources of the earth to do the will of good now of the father. You know, we get a compromise of stopping money. Many of them are comfortable as if it's a crime. It's not a crime. When the man is forged, it is just a resource that we use for the father's work now. Nothing more than that. We have seen it abused, but it does not change the fact that it is God's resource.
Amen.
I hope you're listening to me, brother.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, so in the hands of the right people, it can be a great blessing. It can really be a great blessing in the hands of the right world now. But in the hands of a man with a perverted heart, it can be very destructive. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So the law, the king is making a decree tonight. Let resources that is needed, all that is needed for life and world, godliness, let it be released.
Amen.
So we are looking forward to something because we are glad. My brother, I'm sure you are taking note of these things because I'm going to be praying about them. He says, take heed to the prophecies that have gone before thee, so that by them you might wage a good warfare. To this weekend, we will wage a good warfare. I pray the Lord will help us. We're going to be contending for the church. We're going to be contending because for a new Nigeria, when we're talking about a driver, there are different levels of drivers. So there is a political driver. Are you listening to my point? But there is also a spiritual one now. So the two of them, the mentality of the new Nigeria must change. If you get a new political drive, and the people are still with the old mentality, you know that's the Nigeria mentality. Do you know that?
Yes.
As I remember coming one day, I think we're coming from Johannesburg. We were sitting there with this young man. Remember, we went to Botswana. And the moment we landed, came out there at immigration. I don't know what he brought up from his pocket and just rumbled it. And his friend said, yes, but this is Nigeria. Trash. Trash. So I just looked at him. You couldn't do this in Jamaica and Johannesburg. Do you understand that? But the moment he came to Nigeria, he just felt, you understand, this is Nigeria. That mentality must be judged.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. A lot of people do things when you stand on the road. They just say, this is Nigeria. And the boy, this is Nigeria. Praise the name of the Lord. That consciousness must be far from us. Praise the name of the Lord. Because we are believing God for not just a new earth, but also what now? A new heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. God is about to turn it around. I believe he will do. Praise the Lord. I'm believing God that it is in my time and my generation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you find, brethren, I want to conclude. Let me read through this. It says, moreover, I make a decree. What you shall do to the elders of this Jews for the building of this house of God, that of the king's goods, even of the children beyond the river, get the land beyond the river. The Lord, are you with me? Those resources are now to be available for the building of what? Of the house. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, forthwith, said expenses be given unto this man, that they be not hindered, and that which they have need of, both young bullocks and rams and lambs for the burnt offering of the house of the burnt offering of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priest which are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day. Our Lord now. This is the decree. Praise the name of the Lord. Give to them how often? Day by day. That they may offer sacrifices of sweet savor unto God, the God of heaven, and pray for the life of the king and of his sons. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know where the king got this revelation. Are you with me, brother? This is a hidden king. I don't know where he got the revelation. That this is a require for offering and sacrifices. But he knew that these people must pray for the king's life. Is it not? Praise the name of the Lord. I say, also, I have made a decree that whosoever shall offer this word, hallelujah, let timber be pulled down from his house and be set up, letting the word hang thereof. And let his house be made what? A dunghill. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name. And the God that hath caused his name to dwell there, destroy all kings and people that shall put to their hands to alter and to destroy this house of God which is at Jerusalem. I, David, have made a decree, let it be done with speed. Praise the name of the Lord. Then, that night, governor on his side, on this side of the river, and Shethabozni and their companions, according to that which Darius the king had sent, so they were deep speedily. Praise the name of the Lord. And the elders of the Jews yielded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandments of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Praise the name of the Lord. And the house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. Praise the Lord. So what is here? And we need to enter into it. We need to possess it. We need to keep it. So the prayer this weekend will not be half-hearted prayers. It will not be religious prayers. It will be prayers of men who are determined to keep into the resources that the king has made for us available. Resources have been made available. Instructions have been given to spirits concerning you. Praise the name of God. When you get to there, say, loose. Because the king has said, let him be what now? Loose. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I trust the Lord that the Lord will help us.
Amen.
I see help already coming. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I see strength coming to Zion.
Amen.
And I pray that the Lord will bless Zion. God bless you. What the enemy meant for evil, God has turned it around. He has turned it around. What the enemy meant for evil, God has turned it around. God has turned it around. Hallelujah. What the enemy meant for evil.
Everything that has happened in your life.
God has turned it around. He has turned it around. What the enemy meant for evil. God has turned it around.
Just have that feeling of calling for meeting.
that come down and might touch the life of God. But if I said, Lord, the words that were hearing will not return to the Lord void. He must accomplish what he set up. Hallelujah. Receive praise to pray. Receive grace to respond to the words that are coming from the throne of the Father. You know, I wasn't kept up on that. The words are coming in waves upon waves. Said the word is going to be spirit. He said, stir up yourself to take hold of God. Stir yourself this weekend that might take hold of Yeshua. Oh, hallelujah. He said, let the river of life flow out of us. Hallelujah. Let the river that is within be activated. Oh, God, let the wells that within be activated. Speak of all well within my soul. Let the world begin to be activated this weekend. Hallelujah. For out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. We activate the world that is within, the rivers that flow from the throne room of the King. Hallelujah. He said, in you is the fountain of life. In your life we see life. In the light of God we see life. Brethren, let us be faith. That is within. Luke 17:21. He said, behold, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Within you is the throne room of the Father. Within you sits God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He said, knowing God, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Stir up yourself to take hold of God that dwells within. Out of your belly flow rivers of living water. Brother, please let's stand. Don't want us to sleep. Let's stand up at this initial stage. Let's stand up to stretch for our hands. Stand up. Let us try yourself in godliness. Come in, have a look. See. Lord, we stare ourselves to take hold of you. We stare ourselves, hallelujah. We stare ourselves because the blood of Jesus has given us access to the realms and the dimensions of the bodies. Therefore, by the blood, hallelujah, the throne room has been made open for us. Speak to your belly, let the rivers flow. Speaking of all well, let it break forth. Let that river break forth. It says, break forth the fountains of the day. Break forth. Pray for all fountains of the deep. Pray for, cry out, Kadosh, cry out, holy, 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 the air is filled with your glory. Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? He said, thanks be to our God that always causes us to triumph. We begin to speak to ourselves. We begin to speak to our tissues. We begin to speak to different parts of our soul. Oh soul of mine, do not be cast down. He said, hold down in God. Who is the health of the heart? We look upon you. Our eyes have longed with your eyes this weekend. We look for our eyes as the eyes of the servants look upon the hands of the master. As the eyes of many of the hands of our mistress. So our eyes are upon you. Mercy, triumphs over judgment. Mercy, 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 triumphs over judgment. My God, we come to the place where neither accept truly of judgment. He said, no sin can ever go. Oh God, lose me to be conformed to the image of your Son. Lose me this weekend. Lord, this weekend will not be dust for the enemy to be to feed upon. He said, if they lose thyself, O Pharisee, daughter of Zion. He said, nothing unclean shall come to thee. We lose ourselves from the adverb. We lose ourselves from the dust. He said, shake yourself from the dust. We shake ourselves from this weekend. But say, in the Lord, in the Lord, President, let me be to take a look wrong. Tell him this evening, or tell him this any other moment. Lord, I'm joined to you. Hallelujah. You say, he that is joined to the Lord, that's what I'm saying. 17. Hallelujah, is one spirit. So I want to pray right now. Say, Lord, I divorce myself from other laws. Other laws have had dominion over me. And therefore I receive a bill of the prospect. Hallelujah. Only by faith, say, Lord, I receive a bill of the prospect from other laws that have put me in captivity. Therefore I come this weekend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For I said, Lord, I just saw in the spirit a bill of the prospect from other laws. But God's dominion over me is only by you, by your name, will I be mentioned. Hallelujah. Receive faith to divorce ourselves from other laws. Hallelujah. 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 Receive faith to say, Lord, I receive the king of the gospel. He said, he that is joined and power is your body. Therefore, this morning, I receive by faith a bill of enforcement to hallelujah to go from other laws, from passions, even the affections that have taken my heart. Masukuria Navaera. Masikeramanos Ikrenava. Lord God, I receive a bill of enforcement from other gods, from other gods. From the thing that have been like a deep one, but Satan in our only you, Lord, at that divorce, we see that thing of the prosper. Oh, I join myself to the Lord. Lord, no more will I join to Papua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those people who have seen the Spirit will see the thing of the prosper this morning. And we get joy to the Lord. We get joy to the light of the Spirit. We get joy to the Lord from heaven. That is the time past we pray in the image of the enemy. Even now, as we need to get joy to the Lord, we are praying in the image of the heavenly. That's what I'm saying. When we divorce ourselves from every ancestral claims, when we divorce ourselves from every character prayer that God has not obeyed us to do. We become joined to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. That Lord God of that glorious high throne becomes our sanctuary. I want you to pray for yourself. We have come to pray for the Lord this morning. We are saying, Lord, other laws, we don't know how to deliver us. We bring the ministry of the blood of Jesus. We bring the strength of the Lord. He said, the life of the flesh is in the Lord. So providing you in for the life of God is in the blood of Jesus. That's what we're saying to the Lord. I will lay down my eyes. Throw that away.
Well,
so brother, let's be encouraged. the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword. Hallelujah. That is the sword that is used to separate the soul from the body. Hallelujah. When the prisoner was in the back of the again, hallelujah. No one wants to sleep. This is like the first night. I don't want to be tired. Okay, you want to sing about those? Make sure that you are engaged in the Lord God of glory. Hallelujah. This is the preparation that is going on. And it's by the word. You see, that three things that bear witness in the heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. 1 John 5:7. He said these three are clean. Hallelujah. Must say,